It wasn't me who had thought up what had to be done, but my higher brothers and sisters had explained to me that these spirits had to fulfill a task for people and that in fulfilling this task they could pay off some of their debts, but their help should also bring relief to people. Before I went to fetch the two of them, I was shown the place where they had to go. It was a coal mine. There were men there who had to do hard work. And they were no longer the youngest who worked there. They were old men, and there were political prisoners there, and they were mistreated. They were given very little food and still had to do this hard work. So they took me, first without my brother and without my grandfather, to this pit, to these people, and they explained everything to me. I was supposed to learn from these explanations and then tell my brother and grandfather what to do. So I then fetched my brother and grandfather and brought them to this pit and explained everything to them as it had been explained to me. These are people, look how hard they have to work. They have to work beyond their strength. They are old men who still have to do such hard work. Their food is far too little in relation to their work. They are too weak and on top of that they are tortured. So you must now lend a hand to these people. You could see very clearly which men it was difficult to work, and you could see how they had been tormented and beaten by the others. And you could see the meager meal they were given, you could see the hunger and thirst they had to suffer. I had shown this to my brother and grandfather. The two of them were amazed and felt sad that people could be exploited like this. And of course they were now ready to help. But they looked at me questioningly and said, "What can we do for them?" And so I pointed out to them, "You can make the manual work, which is so difficult for them, easier. You can lift their tools with your mental strength and thus reduce gravity." And I showed them how to do it, exactly as I had been shown. Then they believed that this help was not enough, because it was just the two of them among so many men. And I had to say to them, "You have to do a lot more so that these people can survive this difficult situation." They had to work hard, they had to go from one to the other. But the meager food these men had also had to be increased. I had learned something from my siblings. I carried with me a jug of spiritual water and a bag of spiritual bread, and I put this spiritual bread with the earthly bread, and I emptied my spiritual water there into the earthly water. Then I gave the bag and jug to my grandfather and said to him, "Distribute it so that no one misses out. Give it to everyone, whether they are young or old. You don't need much of it, because it is a precious thing, both the spiritual water and the bread. These people will be strengthened in their body and soul through it." So I watched. Grandfather took the vessel with joy. Then he gave the bag to my brother, he was to share the bread. When the time came, he distributed the bread among these poorest people. Now both of them began to take an interest in it. They wanted to see the effect. And so they could actually see that these people were strengthened by this addition. The people themselves had no idea about it. They asked each other, "How is it possible that we can do our work with this meager meal and not perish completely?" They knew nothing about the spiritual help that was being given to them. And so grandfather and brother carried out their help and their tasks for these poorest people. They were no longer tired, they just wanted to help them. Now and then I had to leave my place again, because I had to look after others too. But the two of them were happy to carry out their tasks in this way and were happy to accept that they could take some of their burden off. This activity not only aroused compassion in them, but also a kindness came over them. They had understanding and love. They only wanted to ease the arduous suffering of these people, and they were prepared to do difficult things to do so. Much was asked of them, but they found joy in it and could not do enough. But I still had to teach them. It was not just about feeding these people, guiding their hands, lifting their tools. No. They were also given hours of sleep. There weren't too many, but when they were able to sleep and the spirit left their body, they had to talk to it. This wasn't primarily done by my brother or my grandfather, but when I was there, it was me and other siblings who talked to these human spirits. We spoke to them in a comforting way and explained to them how long their suffering would last. One or the other could be told that they would be freed, that they would soon return to our world, and they weren't sad about it, at least the spirit wasn't. But those who had to continue to do their work still had to be helped. I was taught this and passed it on. Grandfather and brother had to do this work. I also had a bowl of oil. I gave this oil back to my grandfather and showed him what to do with this oil. Look at these bodies lying there and look at the wounds they have. We have to make sure that they are not in too much pain. If you make a real effort, I had to tell them both, the pain will go away completely and the wounds on the earthly body will heal. So I showed them how they had shown me. They dipped their hands into the bowl of oil and then rubbed the body with this oil, and the bodies of these poor people were strengthened by this wonderful oil. They both did it with enthusiasm and were able to see the results again. They were able to see that these people were much fresher, even if they had slept little. Even if they couldn't sleep because they were too tired, they had still rested. There are those who cannot sleep because they are so sad about the fate they have to endure, because they think back to their loved ones at home and cannot find peace. If this goes on for too long, you take special care of them too, and they need more than this healing oil that is rubbed in. A much stronger remedy is used on them to give them the sleep they need. But this remedy is not in a large bowl. It is also an oil, and you rub it into your face, and it helps wonderfully. But it is a very precious oil, and so I had to point out to grandfather and brother that it should only be used in rare cases, precisely when the need is greatest, then you have to help. And so they learned it over time. They knew exactly who to give what to. So they had done their work, and I still believed that they had done it right. They were so happy that I was always there, I was always allowed to give explanations when they were unsure. And so they fulfilled their tasks. But then the news came to me that it was time for the brother and grandfather to leave this job, now they continue to serve in the realm of spirits. I told them this. But they were sad about it, they always said, we cannot leave these poor people behind. If we do not look after them, there will be no one to look after them. I had to tell them and promise them that I would continue to look after them, I would also find brothers and sisters who were willing to do this task, it would not be difficult for me to find such brothers and sisters. They then asked to be allowed to carry out this task for a little longer. They liked it, they enjoyed supporting these poor people in this way. They were also able to observe the human aspects that they all had to experience and endure. And so everyone could then compare their life and say, what an easy life I have had, and what a terrible person I was. I have not pleased God with my will. How I have violated God's laws. And so they came to their senses. For they saw the poorest of these people giving up their last strength, and they were happy to contribute their strength to making the work of the others easier. They considered this a miracle and said, why don't we tell people that it is possible for something like this to happen? Then they had to be enlightened again. If people are not prepared to accept and believe the simplest things, how can we explain the complicated things to them? First they must believe the simple things. They must believe that life continues after death and they must believe that everything must be made good. That is the simplest thing to believe. And that God is the Lord of all is also very simple. And yet the hardest thing. It is simple for those who are religious and of faith. He submits to the power of God and he wants to accept that God's power is so powerful and so great that it extends even beyond his death. Now the hour came when I had to lead them away from this task. But to their great joy I made sure that others took over this work, so that these poorest people were not orphaned and without help. Men came along, some were rescued, others died, but the misery was always there, too much was always demanded, and there were always people involved whose strength was barely sufficient to carry out this work. And so it became necessary to give them support from the spiritual world. So both grandfather and brother were happy that others had taken on the task, so that those suffering people were not abandoned. They did come to me with many questions. What I am reporting is only a small part of what is happening in the wider world, It only concerns a small number of people who have been given support in this way, and how many distressed people are there in prisons and elsewhere. So I was able to tell them that they also receive spiritual support. They receive it when they have a relative in the spiritual world who is interested in them. They receive support when people suspect that their loved ones are in trouble and pray for them. Through prayer, this support can also be brought to them, so that they can better endure anxious lives, that they can be helped in this way. Yes, people have no idea of this, and many of you have already received spiritual support in a similar way. So grandfather and my brother left these depths with me, relieved. Now they were to go to the realm of the spirits, and there they were to be taught. Through their goodwill, through the obedience they had shown, they had quickly made up for a lot. But they said they had me to thank for everything. That may be so, but I told them, thank God that He has allowed me to come to you. And so they did not want to be without my support in this sphere of spirits. There they were to be taught about God's laws, there they were to learn. But they also had to work. In the spiritual spheres you can even do hard work, they were not spared that, they had to keep themselves busy in that way, as their spiritual hands, their strength, their commitment were required. But they did it, because they saw the way upwards open. So they knew that they had a lot to make up for, but they were ready. They obeyed, they worked, they learned, and so they were allowed to have their relief and no longer felt this time of purification particularly. Other spirits also came to them and pointed out to them how good it was to have someone in the spirit world who would take care of them. And in their spirit sphere they told the others to whom they had given their step up, they always talked about me. And those who listened then asked me to help them too. But I couldn't do everything and wasn't allowed to. I also had to find out what I was allowed to do, what my task was. So I was allowed to fulfill my task for my relatives. I was allowed to help them, that was a great joy for me. Because we experienced that father, mother, brother and other relatives came together and were allowed to live together. So they were happy. And my task never ends. I am called again and again. Then a higher spirit asks me, turn to them and give them your full attention, and then I am allowed to meet them again with the bag and the bowl. Sometimes I do it alone, sometimes I have my helpers, depending on the task that lies ahead of me. So I am happy in the spiritual world. It was worth it, because you know the words, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Luke 9:25. It is far better to lose this world, in your sense, and gain in the spiritual, to gain merit for the soul, to work for the other life. Every person is given the opportunity to work for the other life. You don't necessarily have to be a missionary. There are so many opportunities for each individual in daily life. And the spiritual world will value it highly if you really fulfill the tasks, if you really do it, if you see what needs to be done. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I am also at your service. You will ask yourselves, we have never heard of you. I have to give you the answer. There are so many people who are at your service that you have not heard of yet. So, dear brothers and sisters, when one of you is in need, ask God for help. You should not call on me, you should not beg me, you must beg God to give you the help that is good for you. Then a spirit will come that is attuned to you. You know, dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we do not achieve much with kindness and indulgence in people, and we must, I do not like to say it, bring suffering to them, be it temporary illness or disappointment. We want to shake them up, to make them think. But we are also ready to reward you richly for the beautiful and good things that you do to God. You have certainly already noticed that. If you have done something good or even just cultivated a noble intention, then the thought and your surroundings have already been blessed. You have already been rewarded for it, and then we support you in carrying it out. But remember that we do not agree with everything that you believe is right, you must not think that. We are trying to make it clear to you which is the right way. It must be in your sensitivity to understand what pleases God, what we affirm. This is how you should refine your feeling. It is possible. Try it. Perhaps I will come and speak to you again. Now I am leaving you. May God's blessing strengthen you and heal you in your soul, in your heart, in your body. Greetings from God. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Katharina by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Headline, next case. April 1, 1964. Xaver, courage to change after dissatisfaction with oneself and God. Dangerous acquaintances on an initial wrong path outside of God's order. Control spirit, greetings from God. I am the control, dear brothers and sisters. A spirit brother will come by the name of Xaver. We want you to be able to understand what he explains to you. We want you to receive instruction through these explanations, and so we select such brothers and sisters. We hope that the spiritual laws can be explained to you better and that you gain insight into them and that you compare your life with them. We select these spirit brothers and sisters accordingly and try to give answers to problems that you have and also to questions that you have been asking yourself for a long time. In this way we find enough opportunities to give you the right thing. But first I would like to give my two siblings in this series, the brother and the sister, a short spiritual image. I would like to say to the brother, a blossoming twig, a twig with apple blossoms, adorns your soul. The sister has three oak leaves put in her hair. These are spiritual images, they have risen from the changes that have been made, from this way of thinking. Due to the harmonious connection, this picture has been presented to you. Everyone can think about it for themselves, why you acquired it, how you did it. On the other hand, you should see it as a greeting from us and thereby recognize that we see your thoughts, your will and are there with you. So, dear brothers and sisters, may God's blessings strengthen you for this hour. God bless you. Xaver, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, you have already been told my name in and of itself does not play a significant role. I will try to give you these explanations as best I can. The experience is quite a long time ago. I was helped to find these memories again, I was taken back, so to speak, to the beginning of the experience. The memory of it was awakened in me again. So I have to think about the last life I lived and talk about it. I was small in stature and had a hunchback. I was not popular with my friends and everyone around me because I was probably an oddball. I believed in God, I prayed a lot. I could not understand why I had such a figure in my life. It annoyed me, and sometimes I thought that God was being unjust in it. While others were tall and could walk around in good health, I was short and had a hunchback. Well, I was not particularly kind to my fellow human beings either, because I always had the feeling that they were laughing at me. So I had separated myself from them and was not friendly either. But I always tried to pray and ask God to make my fellow human beings understand. Why I had to have this figure was only explained to me later in the spiritual world. I was then able to look into the law myself and see that everything happens in God's justice, whatever it may be, how a person has to live, and that much is part of his fate. That was how it was with me. But it took a long time before I came to this realization. So I will now try to tell you about this important time. When I entered the spiritual world, I experienced the same thing as everyone else. Some people are allowed a larger reception. Others a smaller one, some have high spirits, and others have more modest beings or, let's say, spirits who do not have such a high rank. Well, in my case, my friends were there, and those who had lived with me also came. And when I say friends, I actually mean acquaintances, not friends in the sense that you consider friendship. They came to greet me, but they had no further interest in me. When I then looked at myself, I realized, I have left my earthly body behind. Life goes on, but I realized that I no longer had the same figure. I was tall and slim and looked just as good on the outside as the others. All of this made me happy, because now I no longer had to be ashamed, and I no longer had the feeling that others were laughing at me. but I could not shake off the feeling of injustice, because I had the impression that I had been neglected by the love of God. Because why did I, as a human being, have to live in such a form and bear the contempt? I could not understand that. When I came to retreat, they explained to me straight away that I could join the order in this world, in this environment where I was being led, but I would be free for a longer period of time and could thus make something of my freedom. This meant that I could go here or there. The paths that were open to me were clearly shown to me. It was like this: I could move around in the world beyond, in my sphere, as I wanted, but I always felt drawn to the people who lived on earth. I was not happy with myself and not happy with God that He had allowed me to live as a human being in such a way that I believed I had no opportunity to work for the other world. I had felt constantly oppressed, despised by others, and this made me constantly restless, angry and spiteful. All of this had burdened me, and I realized that it was of no use to me. Well, I was not happy about this and did not want to settle down in this spiritual world straight away. But as I also felt tired at first, I stayed there, I do not remember how long. But after I woke up, I made my way to people. I wanted to look at them for once, because I liked being among people, for the following reasons: you could move anywhere, and I could go through anywhere without any obstacles. I was still full of human feelings. At the beginning I even enjoyed it, I found it entertaining. The earthly objects, the earthly houses were no obstacle for me. You could walk through everywhere, you could stop into all the houses, watch people and how they lived. I had done that at the beginning, but then my interest began to wane. I thought I should strive upwards, but the words that had been said to me, that I could live in freedom for a while, had stayed with me. And I wanted to enjoy that freedom. So I could have returned, that is, to my spiritual sphere, where I could only have talked to my spiritual brothers and sisters. But I didn't want to do that yet. I still felt too tied to people, to the earth. I thought I could do something for my higher development on earth too. On the one hand, I didn't want to stay in the spiritual sphere, to be honest, out of fear of the future, of what would happen to me, because I had some reservations about the wrong I had done in life. So I didn't want to move on to the future yet, I wanted to enjoy freedom. I had no idea that I was holding back my development. But I liked it, and so I stayed with the people, thinking that I could do something for them that might be credited to me. When I visited people here and there where I had lived, I also walked through the church. I saw people who went to church to pray. But I also saw the spiritual brothers and sisters who came to take up the prayers. I got the impression that there was nothing left of these prayers for me, there were already so many there. So I left the church. Near the church was a small hill. On this hill there was a cross that could be seen from afar. So I went to the cross, sat down under it and held the cross in my arms. Now and then I tried to pray. But in addition to praying, I had also made my observations. I saw the many spirit brothers and sisters. I had not returned to earth alone. And as I sat there thinking to myself, sometimes one came to me and wanted to keep me company, asked if he could sit down too. And I answered, "Yes, if you like." So they had talked to each other, that they had not been away from earth for very long and that they were now free, somewhat escaped from the strict law, and that they were now making the most of this freedom. Usually it was like that for everyone. Everyone simply enjoyed their freedom, at least those with whom I got into conversation. But then they left again, and I didn't feel like always being under the cross. I hoped that if I were under this cross, I could live under a special blessing. Because I had observed the following at this cross: a radiation came from this simple, large wooden cross. So I had the impression that I was not only seeing the earthly wooden cross, but also a spiritual form, the spiritual cross, extending perhaps 7 to 10 centimeters beyond the earthly wood. Perhaps I can explain it to you like this: something like a fine mist was emanating from this wooden cross. For my spiritual eye, this fine mist was much clearer than the earthly cross itself. I saw it and could penetrate the earthly matter with my hands. I could stretch my hands through it, but I could not get my hands through the spiritual form. I could only follow this form with my hands. That had made a special impression on me at the beginning, but very soon I saw it in general. For example, with the flowers, the bushes, the trees, with everything, they could not only be perceived in their earthly shape and form, but the spiritual form made a clearer, more distinct impression. We could see it better. If, for example, a bush was 30 centimeters high, then with its spiritual body it was perhaps 50 centimeters, just a little bigger. In this way we could stretch our hands through the earthly, while we could only stroke the spiritual. That made an impression on me and I admired it at first. Even over all the little grasses, over everything, everywhere, you could see this spiritual form like a cloak or another spiritual body over the earthly one. So I set out to go down an avenue, into a park far from my village. For me, as for all spiritual beings, it was no obstacle to cover great distances in a short time, you were simply quickly drawn there. Well, I was once delighted by the splendor of the colors in this park. Then I made my observations of people and I also wanted to see which spiritual beings who were there, and what all there was to experience. I sat down on an earthly bench on which people were sitting. They had no idea that now that spirit beings were very close to them. Yes, I was sitting on this earthly bench, over which there was also a fine breath like a spiritual cloak, and so I could sit down quite comfortably. I listened to the conversations. They were old people, they were sunbathing and were happy not to have to work. They then left again quite soon and others came. And so I stayed and made my observations. In addition to everything else that was going on, there was a lot of life, a lot of movement, not only among the people but also among the spirits. I saw very beautifully dressed beings hurrying through the park, as if they had to go somewhere in a hurry. If you were lucky enough to be near them, a fine scent would waft past you. But they didn't really pay any attention to anyone, you could see that they were in a hurry, but they were still walking through this park. I had also observed that these beautiful beings sometimes took on a spirit being, that is, a deceased person, but they were not the ones who were in such a hurry, because there were also some who walked along very leisurely, as if they were looking for someone. They also walked past me and looked at me, but I did not want to talk to them, at least I did not want to speak to them, and so they did not speak to me either and then went their own way. I then thought that the moment would come for me to have such a conversation. But at the beginning I simply did not have the desire to do so. I was too curious about this earth, about everything that was happening here, about everything that could be seen. I had the feeling that the moment I was taken by such a being, everything that I still wanted to see would be over. Then you will definitely be taken away, and then you will no longer be free in the sense that you are allowed to enjoy freedom now, I thought to myself, and did not even look for a connection to higher beings. Of course I also saw these various nature spirits. They came and went. I saw gnomes and flower spirits and so on. I saw how they prepared their homes, I saw how they received visitors, I saw their conversations, their joy and much more. I also occupied myself with that and watched them. But they did not concern themselves with me, because, as I saw, they already had their tasks and their friends, and I did not think they were interested in talking to me. So I kept going into this park. Then, of course, I was drawn back to the spiritual realm again. There I met my spirit brothers and sisters. They pointed out to me that it would be better not to always go to people, but to stay in the spiritual world for once, that is, in the sphere to which one was assigned, and to look for higher goals there. That is what my siblings advised me to do. And I said, the moment will definitely come when I will stay, when I have had enough. But first I want to have had enough of it, I want to go through everything. And then, when I have had enough of it, I will stay in the spiritual world and devote myself to other tasks. There was no pressure, they let me do everything, and I went back to that park. There I sat down on a bench again. And then two spirit beings, who were very well dressed, came and sat next to me. They took me in the middle, sat down on either side of me and started a conversation with me. They asked me what my goals actually were, and I told them clearly. They were not offended by the fact that I wanted to look at the world first, now from a spiritual perspective, and see everything as a spiritual being. They found nothing strange about that, but agreed with me, it was my right, I could certainly look around and I would certainly learn from it. I said, yes, definitely.